and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight on the show, we have absolutely nothing entertaining. Woohoo! No, I'm lying. We got a lot of entertaining news, conversations, our callers, chat room people, a lot of good stuff going on. And don't forget, what is today? Oh, no, nothing special today. Let me just give you your mic. Let's start this up early.
Spank Wagon Radio! Bitches!
Yeah!
See, these guys don't hear it every week when you're doing your intro, everything that I say.
No, they don't.
It's pretty fantastic.
Because tonight we have...
porn!
Woohoo! God, I'm pegging my mic. I'm sorry, people.
Fantastic.
Fucking pegging.
Argumente, I'm pegging like a stick.
All right, so here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You're at home listening either live, hopefully live.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. Or you're listening to the podcast. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening live, let me tell you this right now. Okay, I'm already pissed off.
Oh, I am. Oh, goodness.
I am in one of these moods where, you know what? I could go off and I don't care. I was so hoping today. This is how bad it was. I was in such a bad mood. I was begging someone. I was hoping and praying that as I got out of my car at the 7-Eleven to get my coffee and a donut, that a bum would ask me for money. Because I just wanted to yell at someone and not feel any guilt. None.
The black man will be here soon.
No, I don't count. He's a nice guy. I mean, come on. And he really, is he all that black? He seems more white than me.
Are you kidding me?
He seems way more white than me. He's way more polite than I am. Come on. Shit. All right, so where was I? Oh, yes. So anything can set me off. But here's what's really pissing me off right now. I know we have listeners. I could see you on the stream. I could see. Because we can't see who you are individually. Don't worry. I'm not like looking at you in your fucking underwear or anything.
I know who you are and I know what you're doing.
I know what you're doing. No. We're not that.
Quaalude man.
We're not that bad. No. But we know you're there. So. Oh, God. I almost went into radio voice. We know you're there. So we want you to go to the website official.
Hey, why don't we do wacky radio guy voices until we get someone in the chat room?
Okay. So here's how it's working out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ask you all to go to spankwagon.net. Yes,
whoa,
that's the craziest, greatest internet radio show website ever. You go to spankwagon.net. You click on the cam and chat. Yes.
Cam and chat link.
Cam and chat link. You click on that. You open up the chat window. It's spiffy. It has our logo.
Hey, hey, hey. Better be careful there, buddy.
Whoa.
Don't want to get too wacky radio.
That's too crazy. Because we don't pay for our shit in real radio. Oh, that's going to piss me off. All right. So go to the damn site. Click on the link. Open up the chat room. Open up the chat room. Come on. You could do it. Get in there, people. We want to have some live interaction because
I know that you could.
I don't think these people can.
Where's my favorite faggot?
I don't know.
He's
no
not
one,
even
no
in there.
One is in there. No one. They'll figure this out. So basically what's going on, we're waiting for people in the chat room, but we also have phone lines. So I'll give out that number right now. Maybe you can call them and say hi. Say, hey, we can't get in the chat because it's broken or something. The 9 is 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-587-6257. Or for those of you who like words, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Can't beat that. Great, 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 great fucking number. All right. So let's get on the rest. We got the chat room. We got that. And I'm going
to... Ah, you looked. Ah!
No, actually, I didn't look at that. I didn't look at that. I looked at your fucking keyboard. I
think you're lying.
I am not lying. Have I ever lied?
Good God, yes.
When? When have I lied?
I do.
Ah!
I did. I wanted to. That's a problem. Not the fact that I lied. I didn't lie about anything.
I know you lie.
When do I lie? Hey, hey, here we go. Wait, wait. We got Lace from Fox FM. Please, God, stop. No more radio voice. Okay, we will. Thank you. Thank you very much for Insomniac Brit.
Insomniac
so
Brit.
Now they're starting to show up. And you know what? That's Fox FM. Or no, excuse me. Fox FM is Lace, and then Insomniac Brit is Flash FM.
Foxes and flashing.
Flashing foxes.
Why did you have to take something that could be really great and turn it into animal bestiality?
Because that's fun.
What are you, a furry?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, you're sick.
I dress up in costumes and run around and get spanked by really hot Asian chicks with blue hair. Tell me where I'm losing.
Hey, anyone want to hear Trench get hot?
Hey, wait, wait, wait. You know what? You
oh, yes. Come here, sheep.
That's a bigger cock than me. All right, no. So here's the thing. You know what? We're missing someone. We're missing a lot of people. We know that Ginger Tits McGee is out of state. She's doing stuff with her calendar work in Anaheim, California tonight.
Actually, that was last week.
Was that? What was it?
Tonight she's doing something else. She's got another job going tonight.
Jesus Christ, she's busy. All right, so but we're missing our third co-host. So why don't we go ahead, ladies and gentlemen? Let me introduce myself. I am Big Daddy Decaf.
Nice to meet you, sir. I am Big Daddy Decaf.
Nice to meet you, Big Daddy Decaf.
Glad to be here.
Because obviously, the real one ain't.
Something about Popeye's chicken.
What were churches?
You know, see, I think Popeye's tends to be more of the ethnically
directed. But you know what? I like Popeye's because I love having the red beans and rice with my chicken. It's really good. Popeye's.
I got no problem with Popeye's. I love Popeye's chicken.
I don't like churches. Churches left a foul taste in my mouth, literally, feathers. And KFC, of course, is like the most generically bland chicken you could ever imagine. Mm. You know, I mean, if you want chicken that you know is going to taste like chicken, go to KFC. It's guaranteed to taste like chicken.
Or chicken-like products that we've all become used to.
Exactly.
How do I know chicken actually tastes like chicken? What if the Matrix made a mistake? What if chicken doesn't taste like chicken?
Wait, 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 wait. Run that by me a little slower and slightly more retarded.
How do I know the chicken really tastes like chicken? What if the Matrix got it wrong? What if chicken doesn't taste like chicken? What if chicken tastes like something else?
Then whatever chicken really is, I hope it's really good or about the same. The fuck? Did you find a soundboard?
No, I'm just playing with the sound effects I usually play with.
Oh, okay. You've never played with those. I've never heard those before.
Dude, I play with these all the time.
No, I hear like the kids and the goats and the shit, but, you know, never the whom stuff.
I do it every once in a while.
Okay. So.
I just have a larger selection than I don't really tap into a lot of them.
No, you don't. And we're usually thankful for that, but obviously we're getting screwed tonight.
Yeah, that one's really long.
Yeah, okay. So, anywho, where are we coming? Where are we going? How have we been? Where are we doing? Oh, yeah. So, this past week has been kind of I have not prepared for this show today, and usually I have, like reams of paper of stuff that I never get to.
You said ream.
Yes, I did. But tonight I have nothing. I have absolutely zero, zip, zero, nada, nothing prepared, so I hope you have something for music.
I ain't got shit. I got music. I always have music.
Okay, so music, but news stories. We don't have anything. I mean,
we can look some shit up.
Oh yeah, we'll do that. You know what? Let's go right now to let's go to dig.com. Let's just see what's on Dig right now and start commenting. You know what? We could do a better Dig Nation than Kevin Rose.
Do I have to go to Dig? Because Dig is kind of gay. Can I go to Reddit?
Oh yeah, go to Reddit. No problem. The only problem with Reddit is they don't seem to have a lot of stuff cycling through the top. But then again, Reddit doesn't have to pay people to vote for their stuff, which Dig had a huge, huge, huge article on Wired this past week where someone confessed to paying a site. And I forget the actual company name or the site name, but they paid a site some money to just vote for articles. And what he did is he built a blog that really sucked. I mean, it was a horrible blog with horrible everything, right? It was just bad. He was able to get on the front page with 128 votes and a popular popular tag because of him paying a company to vote him up, to give him Dig.
Oh, shit.
What's this? Did you find something?
Oh, and I was going to have a few comments on the other Democratic presidential candidate, John Edwards. But it turns out that you have to go into rehab if you use the word faggot.
That would be Ann Coulter talking about John Edwards.
What? Okay, I'm not understanding. I heard it. I know I heard it, but I don't understand the point of it.
She was going to call him a faggot.
Why was she going to call John Edwards a faggot?
Because she's Ann Coulter. She's the most vile, spewing cunt ever.
Well, okay. Well, as long as there is... you know what? She's a Republican too, right?
Fuck yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't that kind of unconservative to actually use foul and abrasive language like that?
Oh, she's one of those people that that doesn't believe in political correctness. So,
but conservatives invented political correctness.
No, it's compassionate conservatism that they created.
Oh, now I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. No, that makes great sense. So anyhow, on Dig, you know, you can actually buy your vote. So now this begs the question, how relevant is everything on the front page? How relevant is anything in Dig now? Do you think it's still relevant? I mean, do you think it actually gets honest votes? Or
Dig, no. Dig is this weird little community that you can't step on anyone's toes.
And never make a fucking comment.
Oh, yeah. They just piss
them. You make a comment in Dig, it's over. You're done. You know, you make a comment in Dig, and if they don't like it, dude, you get one comment and half a fucking page of shut the fuck ups. And this is after you've been voted down. To the point where your comment doesn't even get displayed. So why is there a problem? It's not displayed. Why are people still commenting? So that's Dig. You were looking up some news because
I am.
Give us the website.
News,
what website are you pulling?
I'm Reddit. I actually am. Looking
spell this.
At
spell this out.
REDDIT. I am looking
.com?
At Reddit. Reddit.com.
Okay.
And I'm also looking at Dig. Looking at things. Couple of things. Do we really want to get into the news this quickly?
Look, after the last show that we had to do alone sucked so fucking bad, we might as well just try something or anything different.
Can we see some boobies?
What good does that do our radio listeners? What good is that
fuck
to...
Fuck them, I want boobies.
All right, well, if you want to look at boobs, but no creepy or really you
know,
gross
okay,
stuff.
Wait. You got my audio up? Bring my audio up. This girl...
Yeah, your audio's up.
This girl can suck dick. I am not even kidding around.
Hi. Today I'm going to be sucking some cock. It's one of my favorite things to do. I really enjoy sucking cock.
She's fucking hot.
Lot.
This is Lacey Duvall.
Lacey Duvall.
And she has got to be just one of the smokinest hot black chicks I've ever met I've seen in my entire life. Let's get to her chowing some man meat.
Jesus.
Listen to that, dude.
What did they do? Mic her throat up? Jesus!
Look at her, dude. She's going for it. She's sucking dick like there's pure golden diamonds coming out of his balls. Let me get to the money.
Considering how much money she's making on this.
Oh.
And there's him.
Hold on.
She had nice tits, too.
Oh, wait. Let me get back here.
He's coming so hard. Yeah, okay. You don't get paid to talk.
You know what's great? Girls get paid by the scene. Guys get paid by the day.
Really?
Yeah.
In other words, if they do two scenes, they're making way more money than a guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
What about the professionals like Ron Jeremy? I wonder how much he makes
I don't know. Really.
Do you think he makes it per scene or per day?
I think he makes it per scene, to tell you the truth. I got boob here. I got the calendar in arm's reach. Oh, Insomniac, did you get one of the calendars? That'd be fantastic.
Actually, I wish Jesse was here because he ordered a calendar. Actually, Flash FM ordered a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And they charged him. Have you looked at it on the forums?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, so he posted on forum.spankwagon.net. But he told us how much he paid for shipping and handling of one fucking calendar.
Is he international?
He is over in London or in England.
How much was it?
No, we're going to guess. I'm going to say $10. You're going to say higher or lower?
Higher.
I'm going to say $30, higher or lower?
Lower.
Okay, I'm going to say $20, higher or lower?
Higher. Say $22 is what I'm going to say it costs to ship.
Final
22?
$25.
$25 to ship it. Wow.
$25 he had to pay in addition for all that shipping and handling. So Most things he said he that had been shipped over of like $5. And that makes sense. That sounds about right that I've done and shipped over. But
well, Jess doesn't have an account where she gets a massive discount. You got to remember, too.
But that shipping and handling overseas is just painful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So it really, you know.
He should have bought like 50 of them and resold them over there.
There you go. So we apologize because we had no intention of that ever happening. But no. It's something that I think Jessie will know about and she will look at rectifying in the situation in the
you
future.
You said rectum.
I did. I'm saying a lot of words that you like.
Yeah, you know the calendar is fucking awesome.
No, it's a great calendar. I mean, we talk about it every goddamn week. So
well, why wouldn't we?
Of course.
Who doesn't, who doesn't like hot black or hot white women everywhere?
You know what? I do.
I love hot white women.
Give me a hot white woman anywhere. So what else do we have? We have a lot of, you know, we've got the one thing that's really going to piss me off, and I'm gonna go off in tangents a little later on it, which is really sad, but it's so fucking true. So why? What smells like Vicks?
That's me covering up the smell of Jack Daniels.
Oh, boy. Look who's here.
16 minutes into the show.
Yeah, you know.
Shows up. Nice to see you.
He's on BPT.
He was early last week. He was on time last week.
I was predicted not to show up this week, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's very... And that's how... Yes. I better shut my mouth.
That's right, everybody. We all know who's here.
By the way, Insomniac Brit says though it was worth the cost, though. He really likes the calendar. So bad that he did lame sound effects in the chat room of Bow Chicka Bow Bow.
It's a fantastic calendar.
How did she do in California? I haven't heard.
I haven't heard anything about California yet.
Maybe we give her a call a little later.
Oh, you know what? She wanted me to text her the number so she could call in.
Oh, well, why don't we just surprise her and call her?
Because she's on set, so she probably can't receive phone calls.
Good point. So we'll text her at the break and... Or we'll text her now because Murphy has no sense of time and responsibility to what he's doing.
I'm not the only person that has to sit on a mic now. We all know who's here.
That's fucked up.
That's really fucked up. What's up, dude?
Well, not much, man. How are you guys doing?
Miserable. You? He's doing all right.
I'm doing fantastic.
He's doing fantastic. I'm miserable. You got to be somewhere. Either
I'll probably in between.
Between? All right.
What you got, gas, diarrhea? What's the problem?
No, man. It's just a lousy fuck. Okay, so I'm supposed to be moving Sunday.
Oh, damn.
But I'm not now because the people who are buying my house decided, oh, I don't know. They couldn't qualify for their loan again. So the husband tried to qualify for a loan, couldn't because he had a foreclosure. Okay, so they said, let's get everything under the wife's name. Fine. The wife was trying to go for this. Get this. In this day and age, this is stupid. But the wife was trying to go to for a 1.2% five-year locked-in ARM loan. Adjustable rate mortgage loan. In other words, 5 years of 1.5%. Sounds brilliant. Beautiful. Hope she's paying extra on that principal so she can reduce the monthly payment when it goes up to 20%.
Yeah, no.
Well, this week, if anybody's been watching the stock markets, of course, the stock market crashed and burned and just went to fucking hell. What was it, Wednesday?
Yep.
Wednesday. And when the market went to fucking hell, her ARM got canceled because it was based upon interest rates and it was based upon trading for the loan the lenders. So I get a call. Everything's done. What do you mean? Well, we got to give them 2 more weeks. You know, they want 2 more weeks. I'm like, I'm supposed to be moving Sunday. I'm supposed to be out of my house on Sunday. They're supposed to be in on Tuesday. I'm supposed to be done with this place. Nope, I get 2 more weeks. So my stress levels have been through the fucking roof.
Fuck.
You know, between that and, of course, everything's finally done with the car. So the car stuff is done. But the stress levels everywhere else is through the fucking roof.
Are you paying for both places now?
No, I have. Well, that's the thing. We were moving out into a friend's place for a couple weeks because the other house... Well, it is in foreclosure because the, you know, and you got to love this. You walk through the house and they still had everything there. So you see this big ass hot tub, giant fucking boat, Porsche in the garage. Did they ever make a fucking house payment? I don't think so. It's in foreclosure, has been since October. They bought the house last January. Okay, so if you're doing your math, if anybody knows about house stuff, when you stop paying your mortgage, you have roughly 6 months to just take your money, bury it in the backyard, and save it because you're going to be moving, guaranteed. Well, that means they made 2 payments, if that.
They then bought up a whole bunch of shit.
And then just bought up a whole bunch of shit. You know, because, hey, they may be paying a $2,000 house payment. Well, why do that when I can pay, you know, $2,000 for a brand new boat? Yeehaw! You know, $2,000 for this giant.
Sounds like you got neighbors like mine.
Dude, why do they need all these? I mean, I understand toys. Toys are good. Toys are fun. Having that Porsche and that giant boat and that hot tub and, you know, living that dream is great.
It's up to like that credit card commercial because I'm up to my eyeballs in debt.
I'm part of the country club. I have a beautiful family. I have a 4-bedroom house in a great neighborhood. How do I do it? I'm up to debt to my eyeballs.
As up people do it, man. People.
You know, it's like you have all this great stuff, but you're not going to have a house to put in because you can't carry all this with you to an apartment. So we're kind of hoping to take advantage of that, like getting the hot tub for free. Yeah. You know, little things. Hey, we don't have to pay for it. I'm all for it, you know.
Hot tub. Hot tub.
Yeah, make it rain.
Well, I had an interesting week. The wife's birthday was yesterday.
29?
29.
Ooh.
29. Fantastic. For her birthday, I got her, this is going to sound really weird, but I got her cookbook she wanted. It's 1,000 recipes, which she really, really wanted.
Very cool.
And then I got her the complete Kingdom Hearts manga series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all 5 books.
Nice.
She really wanted that. And then I got her this 3-part pot thing. Not pot, but like pottery, like planting stuff thing. Uh-huh. I don't really know how to explain it. It's 3 little things in a row. And then we took her to dinner last night at Macaroni Grill, where she wanted to go, and had a good dinner. And
it sounds like you had just a really good time.
We had a good time, yeah. I had tiramisu. They brought out with a candle in it, saying happy birthday to her.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, but so you guys know, and, well, listeners doesn't really give a fuck. But if you tomorrow night we're going to have something at the house, so if you guys want to come over tomorrow night.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
Have a what?
Have a little something at the house tomorrow night.
Oh, something at the house. I thought
maybe some cake. Maybe
I thought
some
you said something Chinese or some shit.
Yeah, like, some what? Kung Pao at the house. And
would you like happy ending? Happy ending?
Yeah, that's what I got last night. But, yeah, so.
Well, you better have.
Fuck yeah. So,
Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, Sora. Sora.
Oh,
hit me with your keyblade. Hit me with your keyblade.
Fucking Christ.
As opposed to the regular kind of Christ.
Apparently. So, yeah, okay. Well, you know, I got music already set up.
Oh.
What did you have? We'll leave it up to Big Daddy Kev. Here's what we're going to do. We need to cut to a break, but what we're going to do, I'll play this song, and Murph plays the song that he wants to play. Big Daddy, you get to decide which song gets played.
Okay.
So, Murph, why don't you go ahead? That's pretty good. Okay. Okay.
Wasn't for the sheer pride of things, I'd back out right now. All right, stop ears.
Okay.
All right, so decaf, what's it going
to
be?
AC/DC for those about to rock.
Or Ludacris, move, bitch.
Move, bitch, get out the way.
We'll be back in just a moment. This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Oh no, the fight's know I'm on the right track. Beef got the right Mac. Hit the trunk, grab the pump, pump. I'll be right back. We buy bars out, out. Show the stars out. We heard his hoes out, so we brought the cars out. Dick, grab the pills, cause we poppin' tonight. Beat the shit out of security for stopping the fight. I got a fifth of that Remy, fuck the Belly and Chris. I'm selling shit up in the club like I work in that bitch. It's street clothes, we all street niggas. We on the dance floor, throwing bowls, beating up niggas. I'm from the deck, try to disrespect DTP and watch the bottle start flying from the VIP. Fuck this rap shit, we clap bitch, you and your body. Grab your phone, start a fight, dog, ruin the party. So move, bitch, get out your way, ho. All you faggot motherfuckers make way for the 2-0. So
move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. bad language, profanity, free
ooh,
thoughts.
Profanity.
What are you talking about, motherfucker?
Motherfucker, what you motherfucking about, motherfucker?
Ain't no profanity.
Oh, here we go again. No, there ain't no fucking profanity in this fucking hole.
Hey. Watch the language. There are fucking ladies around somewhere.
Suck a cock and somewhere. Die, fucker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
Don Murphy.
Big Daddy Decaf. Never serve with milk, baby.
Big Daddy Late Ass. Fuck.
Hey, I'm black. We get at least 15 minutes. And I was 16 minutes late, so.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, all right. We'll give you the curve. That's what we'll do. We'll give you the curve.
Thank you for giving me the curve.
Yeah, no problem, man. My pleasure. Absolute pleasure. All right. So I'm reading my emails, and our friend Ken, at simultaneously.
No. 2 minutes after I sent it.
Oh, well, okay. You sent it 2 minutes sooner. Well, needless to say, I'm going to blame someone else other than you for shit today. Is that okay? Or do you want me to blame you?
No, go ahead. Because
I have no fucking problem blaming
you. Go ahead,
for
blame
all
me.
My goddamn problems today.
Hey, cunt lips. Go ahead and drop it.
Wow. Thank you very much. Cunt lips. I can't even come back to that. There's nothing I can say to that. So I'm reading my emails today as, you know, Murphy and Ken both send me the same article. And this all I can say right now is another way that everybody is trying to fucking kill internet radio.
Damn.
And I don't understand why everybody is so goddamn afraid of internet radio. Because this article, well, let me go on this. The Copyright Royalty Board decision of royalties to be paid by internet radio stations for streaming music during the years 2006 through 2010 was released to the participants in the proceedings today. And the rates are going up significantly over the next few years. More importantly, especially for smaller entities, there are no royalty rates based on percentage of revenue, as were in fact, blah, blah, blah. Because they're for a while there, small webcasters, which, believe it or not, LV Rocks is considered a small webcaster. I think all of our syndicates is considered small webcasting. We didn't have to pay a lot of money. But this is going to change. Starting in 2006, we just passed was 0.008 cents per performance per listener. How this breaks down?
What?
Grab a calculator, someone. Murph, bring this up. 8 thousandths of a cent per song per listener. So, if I am running a radio station, an internet radio station, and I have 10 listeners, okay? That's right. 8 thousandths.
0.008?
Yes.
Okay.
If I have 10 listeners, that is, and then I'm playing one song, for that one song, I get charged 8 hundredths of a cent. If I have 100 listeners, I get charged 8 tenths of a cent. If I have 1,000 listeners, I get charged 8 cents per listener.
8 cents per fucking
per
listener?
So, 1,000 per song.
Per song. So if I play one song to 1,000 people, I have to pay what's 8 cents times 1,000. You might as well keep that calculator.
What's the average amount of songs we play in the show a week? Like 15?
I'd say about 9. 9 is our average.
We have to pay $80.
$80 per song per listener over 1,000. Or per at 1,000. And of course, this gets exponentially higher. So if if LV Rocks the station, we put on a stream whenever there's not a live show, whenever there's not a talk show, whenever there's not us or King Hesh after us here in the main studio or
Daily Noise during the day.
Daily Noise during the day. Any of the shows that are coming that come out of the studio, we play nothing but music. If someone is listening and they know it's listening, they're going through all their sound scan and whatever, boom, we get charged. Boom, we get charged. Boom, we get charged. It's all fucking copyright. That's all they want. Actually, it's RIAA. You know, it's nothing more than that. It's not even going to anybody. It's going to their coffers. Here's the next one. You ready for this? 2007, this year, 0.0011. So what is that? 11 thousandths of a cent. Mm-hmm. So times that by 1,000 listeners. I end up paying exactly what?
$1.10.
How did I go from $80 to $1.10?
Oh, that's...
We should be at about, $110 per thousand?
Yeah, $110 per thousand, sorry.
So that's 2007. $110 per song per person.
Per song per person.
Per song per person. I play one goddamn song that's listed on their thing, and they're going to charge me that. And if you're the only listener, hey, guess how much I just paid? I only paid 11 hundredths or 11 thousandths of a cent. But if I have 1,000 listeners, each one of them is going to cost me more.
Why does it mean to me that we're just going to be playing nothing but take?
You know, that's just it. You know, they're attempting to write this law to not differentiate between signed and unsigned, RIAA, non-RIAA, open source music, whatever. 2008, 0.0014 per performance. So it's getting this gets better. 2009, 0.0018. 2010, 0.0019. So 0.0019 times 1,000 listeners. What is that?
0.0019 times 1,000 listeners.
Times 1,000 listeners.
$190.
$190.
And how much do you make on this show?
Zip, zero, nada. You know, and I think we're doing the math wrong because that doesn't sound right. One, two, three, move that. It's $1.90. It actually is $1.90. So the first one was 80 cents per listener. Yeah. Damn, now you got me halfway worked up over almost nothing, but this still is a lot of money.
No, $190 is still a lot of money. Well, added up.
Exactly.
Every show.
Every listener, every show, constantly. Who's benefiting from this? Really, honest to God, who is benefiting from this?
It's administrative costs.
Oh, yeah. A minimum fee is $500 per channel per year. However, they have not made a clear definition of what a channel is for services that make up. Is it listeners? Is it playlist? Is it like Soma FM? Soma.fm. Check them out after our show. They play a lot of great techno, a lot of great in-house, a lot of great ambient trance.
You know, stuff you need a glow stick for.
Exactly. And then stuff you don't. You know, stuff you don't. But the whole point is...
I need some E.
Right. Don't beat the mic, please. So a lot of the problem, though, is...
I'm really thirsty.
Piss me off. A lot of the problem is he has several channels. Does he have to pay for each one? Is it $500 minimum now per channel? He's making money only doing donors. His bandwidth and everything is only donors. Oh, yeah, by the way, internet radio stations pay to transmit.
Pay for storage of podcasts.
We have to pay for space for podcasts.
Hosting for websites.
Thank you.
Don't get me started on that.
Now, let's talk. You know, earlier in the show, before you showed up, we were having fun goofing on, hi, I'm a radio DJ. You know how much they fucking pay? Anybody in this room got to guess. How much does a fucking radio station pay to play music?
I don't know.
Guess. I want to fucking guess.
$5,000 per week.
Okay, $5,000 per week.
I'd say $3,500.
Nothing. They pay nothing. As a matter of fact, the payola scandal that radio stations have gone through. Payola is this. Imagine lobbying for radio, okay? These records. Hi, I'm Bob from Columbia. Hey, look over here, douchebag. I'm Bob from Columbia. How you doing?
Hi, I'm Ted from EMI.
Hi, Ted. No, you gotta be Radio Station Joe, okay?
Hi, I'm Radio Station Joe.
K-Dick or whatever. I don't care.
I'm the program director here at K...
Dick.
Ass Muncher.
Okay, you're program director, K-Ass Muncher. I'm a radio guy from Columbia. I have this spiffy new Michael Jackson, Her Story, instead of His Story, Her Story album. LaToya Jackson, there you go. I want you to play this. You say...
Oh, I don't know. This doesn't look like something we'd want to play on our station.
How about this? I'm going to throw in 100 tickets that you can raffle off and bring in listeners. I'm going to give you all this money for prizes. I'm going to give you this for prizes. It's because it's all considered prizes.
Yeah.
It's all... There's no real transaction.
We're doing
of
the
money.
Visual here, forgetting the fact that it's fucking radio.
We're doing it for decaf. We're doing it for fucking decaf.
It's theater of the mind.
Look, the whole point is... Radio stations don't have to pay. As a matter of fact, it's called payola for a reason. They're getting paid. There's a reason top 40 music sucks ass. There's a reason you know what? I love Nine Inch Nails, but now, and I'm not going to say he's a sellout, but you know what? Radio stations that play him are doing so not because they like it, which is sad, because it is good music. They're playing it because they're getting paid to play it. You want to know great music, go the fuck out to your independent scene. There is a lot of great music out there, undiscovered, and just as talented as Arctic Monkeys.
I'm not a fan of Arctic Monkeys.
I like Arctic Monkeys myself. But the point is, it's out there. It's out there. It's out there. People are getting screwed. The listeners of radio are getting screwed. I'm sorry to say this. Satellite radio listeners are equally getting screwed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're getting screwed because people are trying to litigate them out of existence, or buyouts and mergers are causing them to be... fucking compacted and compressed together. So, hey, I'm listening to XM Sirius. What does that mean? It means same fucking hardware. No, it doesn't mean. It means good new. No, it's the same content on both sides. Oh.
It just means I have to pay more for each individual section that I want to listen to.
Exactly. We're, you know what? Here, let me do this. Let me do this. I wanted to do this. Let me do this. This is coming off of the mixing board. Could someone do some talking? And
yeah. Okay. So yeah, this fucking blows. Is what this is.
This internet radio. What is internet radio? Murph, play something fresh. Play something unique.
Horn standing by.
Holy shit, we're rolling.
Ready.
I like this. Real big fish.
Yep.
Listen, this is music.
And this is something you won't hear on regular
radio.
This
is texture. This is feel. This is ambiance.
Bring it
listen,
up a little bit.
Horns.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say.
All right.
Well, I prefer listening to Phil Collins every 25 minutes.
Oh, wait. So here's what I'm going to do. I got this piped in. Got to turn it on. What is this, Offspring? I can't even fucking hear this.
Sounds like Fall Out Boy.
I was like, shit. Not the song, but.
Yeah, well.
No, it's this board.
Oh, the board.
It's top 40 bullshit.
All right, let me scan the channel.
All right, so we're going to go through here and look for
some more. How many times did this song got played today?
Oh, God. You know, it's all in a rotation, dude. It's almost mathematical. Bring that to 98.5. That's a site or that's a. No, this is all in Spanish.
Okay.
Now there's static and
You have to forgive. It's not the best setup.
Yeah. Trying to scan through stations here.
This started out as an 80s station. Now it's 80s, 90s, and more, which means it's a mixed
Jack
station.
FM.
I don't even get started on Jack FM.
I fucking hate Jack stations.
Look, you know what? This I can't make an example of this because it fucking sounds horrible. But the point is,
it's the same fucking bullshit over and over again.
Fuck Jack FM, because you know what Jack FM did? Jack FM
killed the disc jockey.
Yes, it did. It killed
the DJ
talent. You know what? And some DJs suck. Hi, yeah. I'm a crappy. Yeah, you suck. Okay. But there's a point where radio, you're killing jobs, okay? Fucking construction workers and automobile makers, they bitched when robots took over. I'm sure they all honestly were cheering about the suicidal robot commercial from the Super Bowl that, of course, pissed everybody and their douchebags off. But the whole thing is, now you're taking on an entire segment of employment, an entire career. Well, gee, let's think about this. A real person who could communicate to people. Share things locally. Yes, it sucks sometimes because some radio stations, they don't get it. They don't understand the role of a DJ isn't to go, yeah! No, it's not always that. There are times where it is. But there are times when all a DJ needs to be doing is saying, here's this song. Here's your weather. Here's your time. And then do shit like this. I love this. Ready? Here, I'm going to another example of shitty DJs. All right, everybody, yeah, it's time for this great song. Everybody loves the 80s. This brings it all back for you. You're listening to the awesomest internet radio, awesomest terrestrial radio show ever, Dick FM. I'm going to keep talking and tell you about my mother's panties. They should just do this. This is what they should be doing. Here's this song. Enjoy.
Well, you got to keep going post.
Man, just be quiet and play the song.
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
So you think everything is scripted at the radio station?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, look, I know for a fact that when you're listening to radio anymore, you've got a couple monitors in front of you. You got a board, okay? What you know, we have monitors, but we do it because we have to use them to play music. The monitors now, and then what they use in the computers do handle the cart system. They do handle everything.
Barely anyone uses a cart system now.
It's a virtual cart system.
Yeah, they're using like Duet or Instant Replay or one of
those
systems.
Right, but it's a virtual cart system. Yeah. The whole thing is, though, everything is down to that time. And you listen to things like, you listen to these songs, and you know, they have breaks in this. So you get a script. You get this song, break for 5 minutes for station ID, or break for 5 minutes for something where you have some guy in Ohio telling you about the hot weather in Hawaii, okay? You then go back to this song and this song and this song, and they have these songs planned out weeks in advance. They know what they're going to play so far in advance. It's pathetic. So they know. If someone calls in at 12:15 and said the song they just listened to pissed them off, it's insensitive, blah, 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 they hate it, you know, monger, 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 whatever, they can go, oh, yeah, we're, you know, this. So we'll just hit this button and it'll take it all out of all the playlists. Or, you know, someone says, well, I heard this song last week during Beth's talk show, blah, blah, blah. Boom. They know what it is. They can pull that shit up. Yeah, they already played it and they keep a log of that anyway. But the whole point is that was put in there weeks in advance.
So, okay. If you had a choice, say fucking Dick Radio came down and said, we're going to sell the station to you, Trencher. We want you to run Spankwagon Radio 96 point what the fuck ever.
Right.
And but, you know, giving you this, this is, you know, you're going to make money. You know you're going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And said, but you have to play this rotation of songs. Or would you prefer to go to satellite radio? That's maybe a little more risky. You may not make as much money and, you know, it's not really all that guaranteed.
You know what? The best answer I can give to you for that is everybody who does radio on any level wants to make it big, no matter what. I you know what? Maybe I'm a hippie. Maybe I'm altruistic. Maybe I'm too liberal for some people. But I want to make internet radio big. I feel that internet radio, with its obvious limitations, can be so much better. Yeah, we do a pretty shitty radio show. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Spankwagon Radio is absolutely the most underprepared, least planned, most screwy kind of radio show you can do. You know, we like saying the word cock because to us that's funny. And you know what? That's who we're doing the show for.
You said cock.
God. We're doing this show for us.
People laugh their ass off though when they listen to it though.
Say what?
People laugh their ass off.
And that's just it. If you find your audience, which is very hard to do in internet radio, because no one stumbles upon a show they want to listen to on internet radio. Podcasting, even though technically a lot of us have been putting our stuff up online for years and years and years, podcasting is the greatest thing ever because it allows people to search and stumble. There's a better way to get to your stuff. There's all these syndicates, and I love our syndicates, but even then, you have to pray that someone is listening to the syndicate or stumbles across it as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to bad talk the syndicates because I don't want them to drop me like a fucking hot plate. But still, the point is we have this medium, this internet radio medium that is probably the most pure, sincere medium. You know, you have fucking, how do I want to word this? Murph, you got to help me out instead of reading your fucking news. You have this medium that
is open-ended.
Thank you. That's just what I was looking for. It's open-ended. And you laugh. And that's what I need. It's open-ended. It's there for you, the listener. You know, you have more feedback. You have more. The listeners have more control over internet radio than they realize.
Well, it's more like when you're listening to even us when we do our show. It's more, it's like realistic. It's the things that you think about, don't say. It's the things that you always wondered about but never ask, you know. Because when we go through, you know, different stories or, you know, talk about things, it could be something as stupid as Let It Rain, you know, or it could mm-hmm. be something, you know, maybe as good as like the Apple, you know, iPhone $600 one that I'm not going to buy. But, you know, it's just different topics, different subjects, and it's nothing, you know, there's nothing restrained. You don't have to be politically correct.
No, you don't.
You know, you don't have this great, you know, pressure because the bit last week with Duke and Jesse, they would have cut that shit in 5 seconds.
And you know, you're right though, and it allows for way more experimentation. You know, there are internet or regular radio stations out there that are pretty lucky. They're able to pull off a lot of good stuff and do a lot of good stuff. And I'm not talking like NPR. You know, I'm talking things like WSB. It's a Pacifica station in New York, not KPFA, that's out in L.A. But still, the whole point is they can do unique shows. They could do unique talk shows and unique music shows and things like that and then get away from that because, one, there's no advertising money. Gorilla has mentioned this in the past. You know, you need to get advertisers.
Holy crap. Dude, that was really good.
Thank you. Sound just like a
you know, and I'm sitting there going, well, yeah, I'd like to make money doing what I'm doing, but I want to entertain. I want to be entertaining. I suck at doing what I do. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, I'm no good at this. But people listen. Yeah, would I like to have people pay me? Absolutely. But would I at least like to be somewhat entertaining and maybe informative? Because I always considered Spake Wagon Radio kind of the a radio with brains, a show with fucking brains. I've got authors and techies and news people.
Well, not DJs. Like, hey there, hi there, ho there.
Hey, it's 7 o'clock hour. We've got to tell you about the radio. What's going on? Weather, and here's some traffic for you on the fives.
You know, and that's what you get. You don't and it's better than NPR.
And
today on Discuss the Nation, we are going to talk about the politics of Serbian Croatian. You know, it's you know, it's something there. Podcasts are so nice because they're a little more hunt and peck. Hey, I only want to listen to this and I only want to download this. Yeah, I only want to listen to this. I only want to download that. Great. Awesome. You know, podcasters, you know, they came in out of nowhere and they kicked our internet radio's ass. They kicked our fucking ass straight to the curb and said, bitches, your tech is low.
Your
tech is low.
You're behind the curve.
Your kung fu's weak.
And Tech Pepsi, KPFK. Yeah.
Is that some faggot station?
No, it's a Pacifica radio station. It's really good. Pacifica radio, they're pretty brave. They're really brave. They insist. Granted, if you really think about it, though, you don't have advertisers. You're doing this. All right. The next 10 callers, we need you for our fundraising drive for the spring. Donate money so we can turn on our lights. Please. It's cold in here. No, and that's, you know, it varies back and forth. I wish I could go on and on and on. I mean, I could give me a soapbox. I can go on for hours about the virtues and the greatness of internet radio over terrestrial radio. But what was your question again? No, just kidding.
You know, I go to some. You know, they have the radio stations. Of course, they have their. We're going to be at the Meadows Ball. And you go there. You know, I've been to a couple, and it's like,
You know what? I've seen what Carlota, local radio personality, a cunt with bad haircut sometimes.
Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Dude, she has her dyke on, okay? The whole thing is, though, she's like there, and when internet radio wants to do a remote, yeah, we could do remotes. We could do it good, too. You know, we could bring all our equipment, because, fuck, everything fits on the goddamn laptop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bring a laptop, and we've done this for Girls of the Internet Party with when I was helping out with that. Mm-hmm. We had a small four-channel board, a couple computers doing the music and the streaming, couple microphones. You were a fucking radio station right there. Terrestrial radio stations, they get this nice little box.
Spank Wagon Mobile.
Yes. They get this box. This box hooks up to their cellular phone or to their regular landline phone.
Called an IFB.
And all they do is call it in. Literally, they phone in. Hey, we're over here at the Taco Bell on 42nd Street. Why don't you come on and see us and get free tickets?
Yeah, it's called an IFB radio.
And that's all they do. That's it. There's, you know, I don't know. No technical challenge, I guess. All right. So, that's my soapbox.
wow.
With what they're going to charge, what they're trying to do between this and the Perform Act, they're trying to kill internet radio.
Yeah, they try to fuck it from
and
both.
Podcasting. Podcasting as well.
Absolutely.
They said if we haven't shoved in your mouth, we're going to stick it in your ass.
And what are we going to listen to? We're going to fucking be stuck listening to Justin Timberlake.
And Howard Stern.
And I'm sorry, Opie and Anthony to some degree. And
no, ONA is not going to survive the merger.
That's so sad. Because they are starting to get good, real good. They're finally finding that element that they can finally flex in.
It's, you know, it's great on the way.
Hey, hi, ho, I'm Howard Stern. Robin, shut the fuck up.
Oh, Howard. Hoo-hoo, I invented everything. on the way to the station I saw a really smoking hot girl with a WoW sticker on her car, though.
Nice.
Can't wait for Wednesday.
Sorry,
let's whip them out Wednesday. Whip them out Wednesday. Obviously, not an ONA fan. I'm a huge ONA fan, as a lot of people know, and yeah they're not going to survive. The merger will happen, and their contracts will be honored. And at the end of their contract, which I think ends in 2008, they'll be ejected from the system.
And you know what? It sucks. It's so fucking sad because what you're experiencing right now is XM became Clear Channel. Which technically they're owned by Clear Channel. Sirius and XM merged. They're becoming their own version of Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, if you're not CBS Radio, you're Infinity. If you're not Infinity, you're CBS Lotus. Infinity. Lotus is kind of small.
Westwood One.
That's the one I was thinking of. You know, you're these conglomerates, and no one in a conglomerate takes a risk because they have advertising money that they don't want to lose. They don't want to take a risk of having a black guy sound white and a white guy sound black, even for a bit.
No.
Because if you don't get it signed off and you do it, you're fired. If you get it signed off and you do it and someone complains, you're in trouble. Yeah. You know, it's like the idiots who did the water drinking contest in Sacramento.
Yeah,
you're stupid, but you got it signed off. Why? Because your whole station is stupid. But you're going to lose your job now. Here, we probably get sued all to hell if we try to pull that off, but we wouldn't get fired.
So I'm because
we're not getting paid.
I'm going to sue everybody here for making me drink all that energy drink.
Bitch, that was your bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was your bit, and I have proof.
Anybody should be suing is me.
It was that.
Because Walmart sued me.
Fuck.
It was that producer of you guys is Chris Murphy. That guy,
Chris Murphy is a dick.
He's a dick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. I need to get a water. Cause
yeah, no shit. Y'all right there, Ethel? Unwind the panties.
Wait, listen. Did I really do a good gorilla? No, I can't do it anymore.
You can't do it now. It was spur of the moment.
You need advertising.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little pro wrestling. We're going to talk a little current events. And Decaf has something he wants to pull out on us.
Yes.
Pull out of us or pull out on us?
I don't know.
Either way, it doesn't sound like my asshole's going to like it.
Nope. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio will be back in just a moment.
That's right, brothers. You're listening to the King Hess Show. I gotta smoke a bowl.
Don't you know what that is?
No, it sounds like Hesh.
Legion of Doom entrance theme.
Oh,
WWF.
I don't remember that.
Oh, fuck me. I gotta go bow and buy that.
Dude. I love old wrestling entrance themes, man.
Yeah.
All right. Tempting to try a new bit. Not that the station needs any more of this. Neutral Corners. Actually, this bit is probably the oldest Spankwagon bit ever.
Yeah.
Because if you really think about it, we attempted to do an internet radio wrestling talk show back in January or February of, no, it was November of 2000.
Yeah,
November
that's a
of
long
2000.
Time ago.
This is the oldest bit of the show. And I'm surprised Murphy's don't want to do it because I was just talking about it in passing last week. He's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. That sounds good. Let's do it.
Well, I mean, there's been some interesting shit that happened in wrestling this week.
This month. Well, I mean, we've got fucking wrestlers dying left and right again.
Yeah, Mike Awesome committed suicide. Which
was it due to the drugs or was it due to...
I think it was depression.
Depression?
Yeah, I think he actually set out to kill himself, I think, is what the final results will show. But it was intentional.
Who's Mike Gosson?
Mike Awesome. Mike Awesome.
He was a wrestler for most really famous in not New Japan, but the other one.
ECW.
No. It was a Japanese playing a hero in there.
Damn.
FMW. No, that ain't right. Something. It was one of the Japanese wrestling federations. Mm-hmm. He was really big. Came over to ECW. And it was all right. He was a big guy who could do a lot of good moves. I mean, this guy was very agile for a big guy. He was, 6'7"?
He was a huge guy.
He was a huge guy. Well-built, good athleticism, very agile, good, just good all around.
Yep.
Pissed people off because he didn't know how to play politics right. Pissed everybody off because while he still had the ECW belt on him, this is pre all the mergers, he went and wrestled for WCW and got a job with them. Totally sold out. While still wearing the ECW belt. Pissed a lot of people off. So he went back and lost to Taz, who Taz at the time was already part of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a mess. And this is why ECW's gone.
God, this is getting as bad as boxing and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
The 45 fucking belts in different leagues.
Well, you had different, I mean, you had three separate
companies.
Yeah, but
those belts recognize each other.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, whereas in wrestling, no belt is recognized outside of your own federation.
Yeah.
The big gold belt, the WCW belt, the best belt in the business, in my opinion.
Without a doubt.
Probably, and oddly enough, second to their middle belt, which is the U.S. heavyweight, which is my favorite belt to watch people wrestle and win. Those are some of the belts. Those belts have the most
prestige.
Oomph. Compared to WWE, well, WWE wouldn't recognize them until they bought them and proclaimed them as their own.
And then, even then, they took those guys and kind of made them second fiddle to the...
Exactly. I mean, the WWE belt is on Raw, but the WCW Big Gold Belt, which is the oldest belt in the business. Well, second oldest or next oldest belt in the business.
It's the old...
Oh, I know. It's the old NWA belt. But that belt came about... if you want to know where the real NWA belt is, that's in TNA.
Is the real one?
That's the real NWA belt. That's a real NWA championship belt. The big gold belt is actually part of NWA, but an offshoot, Southern offshoot, that became Turner, that became WCW. So, but upcoming on April Fool's Day, April 1st, almost said February 1st. That's a stupid mistake.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania. Maybe we'll talk more about
WrestleMania
that.
WrestleMania 43. That's
going to be Ford Field.
Is it 43?
It's WrestleMania 43.
As a matter of
or 23.
23.
No,
23.
23. I didn't think it was 43.
20 years. Think about it, though. This will be 20 years to the date of the world's largest indoor stadium capacity crowd of 93,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So where Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan wrestled, Hulk Hogan was put over by Andre the Giant 20 years ago.
Yeah. So what's been going on, especially in the last week? Test. Was released this week.
Test was released this week because, well, to be completely frank, two reasons. One, ECW, the attempted bring back is nowhere near as good as they thought it would be because they wanted to make it more of a WWE show than its own thing.
That's not what ECW is about.
That's not what ECW is about. As a matter of fact, I'm really upset because I forgot to set my DVR.
Wrestling Society X?
Wrestling Society Extreme. On MTV... is more ECW than ECW is ECW.
Yeah, you can leave the DVR on set. It's been canceled.
Already?
Yeah, Wrestling Society X has been canceled.
Why?
Well, because it's shit. In an insider at MTV recently leaked word that the decision has been made to cancel Wrestling Society X. Apparently, MTV made the call earlier today. The phrase being used at MTV today was the series to be finished effective immediately. At this point, it is unknown whether the remaining episodes will ever be seen on TV.
That's too bad.
There are six unaired episodes from the original filming.
And to be honest, it was great wrestling. It was hardcore. It was
definitely hardcore.
It was oddly enough, it was pretty decent storyline driven, realistic storyline driven for wrestling, if you can believe that. Yeah. So it's gone. But what were we talking about? Test was released. Mm-hmm. The WWE has a health and wellness policy. For those of you who don't know what that means, no drugging, no doping, no roids, no booze, good health, good, you know, build mm-hmm. your physique based upon natural whatever, as opposed to drugs. Well,
and you can see that in guys like Cena. Cena definitely looks like someone who has worked, or Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley, Cena. Who else? One of the other ones that was just it comes to mind.
Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy
has a great physique.
Kennedy.
Yeah,
yes.
Mr. Kennedy. He's got a great physique.
But these people, they work
I
on
guess
it.
I've been out wrestling for a while.
These people work on it. Test though. Well, he failed miserably, and they kind of turned their heads because the health and wellness policy in professional wrestling is more of a joke. It's nowhere near.
It's kind of a suggestion.
It's a suggestion. It's a hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Huh. Because he's looked like a fucking abnormal monster. And I don't mean like a good sense, like, he's fucking tough.
He was
a monster.
Just built in a very strange way.
When you have your abs stick out 2 inches further than your pecs.
Than your pecs, yeah. He just,
something's wrong.
Yeah, he just was not built right. And then the steroids that obviously he was on didn't help. Well, he is claiming that he quit, but everything else is pointing contrary that he was released.
No. He was released because he was put on suspension for the health and wellness policy once they realized the ECW was going down the shitter. They didn't pay attention. They didn't care until it started going down the shitter. Once ECW went down the shitter, they're cutting left and right. Talent is getting dropped left and right. The ones that people are actually worried about, CM Punk. I'm not a big fan of CM Punk. He's a good wrestler in overall. He's a small guy, though. He's actually, oddly enough, traditionally ECW small, but he can get over like nobody's
business.
Oh,
the crowd loves him.
The crowd loves him. What was the pay-per-view they had him with?
No Way Out. No, it wasn't No Way
Survivor
Out.
Series.
Survivor, yeah.
In Survivor Series, they had him teaming up with DX and a couple other people. Everyone was over.
And
I mean,
RVD.
It was
RVD. Was on
RVD.
Too, yeah.
Everyone was so over, it was ridiculous. And by over, we mean popular. We mean big.
He was popular with the crowd.
Everybody was loving it. And that's great, but he may get screwed in this.
Yeah.
He may be the unintentional victim.
There is an interesting side effect to what's going on in ECW right now. One of the angles that they're playing out is the new breed
versus the old.
Versus the originals.
Okay, let's wind the clock back. 2001. We had all the federations who are still all technically under WWE's roof, all fighting each other. Okay? No, you can't do this shit. You just can't. Don't put that old versus new.
No, because that was exactly what they did in WCW with the new blood angle.
The new blood angle that was Vince Russo.
What I like seeing in this angle, though, is I do like seeing some of the newer guys like Kevin Thorne and the guys on that note. I'm not so much on some of the others, but I do enjoy watching Kevin Thorne playing the heels and watching the guys in ECW that I mark out for. I mean, Trench has seen it. As soon as Tommy Dreamer shows his face, I lose my shit.
Tommy Dreamer, Sandman,
Sabu, RVD.
Sabu. I'm not a fan of Sabu, though. But I'm a huge fan of Sandman, only because this guy was able to make a wrestling career out of smashing beer cans on his forehead and
hitting people in the face
with a candlestick. And that's it. He made a career out of this. Fucking brilliant. If you're making money doing that, you're brilliant. I don't care what anybody else says.
He isn't all that great of a wrestler.
No,
but
no,
he is. He's fun to watch.
It's more entertaining.
But it's not like, again, you know, we talked about this. If I had my way right now, the ECW belt would be on Tommy Dreamer.
No, I can't say that because Tommy Dreamer excels as being the guy who never can get a break. And that's always been the best gimmick for him. That's why him and Raven, for years and years and years, he never was able to beat Raven except for that final time.
Don't you think it's about time?
I think, though, that the problem is once it's a typecast. It's an absolute typecast. And I don't think he could carry it well. And reason I don't think he could carry it well is because this generation in professional wrestling is so different. This generation is not about, you know, the moves or being able to do a submission or do any of that shit. It's all about that physique. It's all about being just roided out.
Now, see, not 100%. I got to say, a lot of the stuff, look at Cena, for example. Cena's won several matches with a submission, the STFU.
Yeah.
You know, the FU isn't all that great of a move. Yeah, you know, the five-knuckle shuffle. You know, a lot of those aren't. But there are guys out there that have won championships and have been champions that have been the unlucky loser. Guys like Eddie Guerrero.
Right.
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Really unlucky.
Yeah, Chris Benoit.
Of course, Eddie Guerrero, let's bring that back. You know, now that he made it popular, now they won't let him fucking die.
No.
So now that he's been dead for a year, you know, they're still using him as a linchpin for these storylines, which just needs to stop.
But I think guys like that, guys like Dreamer, do stand an honest to God chance. And I guarantee you that if Lashley does lose the belt, and he really does need to soon, I called it when we watched it at the pay-per-view. I said, watch, Lashley's... I called it to the T how Lashley would win that match. Sure enough, beats the Big Show, gets the belt. They need to get the belt.
But yeah, the Big Show had to go because he was hurt. He was just hurt.
Snitsky will be looking to pick up that belt soon. And it's...
I think that once Lashley loses the belt, I think they're going to fold the Fed.
No.
I think they're going to fold ECW and they're going to just put it back on the shelf.
Ideally, get the belt off Lashley, put it on Snitsky, then you've got a good chance here. You put Snitsky and you put Dreamer together, and you let them just duke it out. You get the unstoppable force heel that everyone's going to boo, and you get the guy who has never had it. You get the guy who's never been lucky enough to do it.
And you know
RVD's contract is expiring, and he has opted not to renew.
Yeah, he's taken off.
That means the only other ECW original that honestly is in any shape to wrestle on a weekly basis and do house shows.
Sandman
doesn't even wrestle anymore. He just comes out, smashes a beer, hits someone with a cane.
But if you look at Sandman back in the one night stand, the first one night stand that everybody was marking out to the Hammerstein, okay, he looked like crap. His gut was huge.
He still looks like crap.
No, he is so much better shape now. He is way, way more trimmed down. He can do it. Now, if he could wrestle more, that'd be better. But you're right. Dreamer's also another one. He's back into shape. He's in wrestling shape.
He's in damn fine shape, especially for someone his age.
Yeah.
I think of all the people in ECW right now, if you were to, you know, again, put that David and Goliath match together, you know, feud together, Snitsky versus Dreamer would be ideal. And seeing Tommy Dreamer standing on top of the turnbuckle with the belt in his hands would just make me smile my ass
off. But would it sell? What would it sell?
What would it sell? Number one, I think it would just prove that the ECW original still can, you know, rule ECW. Sabu doesn't have much longer in him. He really doesn't. Balls Mahoney, dude, the guy's on his last legs.
Well, Balls Mahoney is more of, you know,
Captain Kidman himself.
Pure, simple gimmick. It's all it was. I mean, all that WWE's done is given him a little more of a presence outside of the cut-up jeans and a guaranteed chair shot. I mean, that's all they've done.
If you put the belt back on Dreamer, you know what it opens up. Dreamer and Taz.
But Taz is retired. Taz is so far out of shape.
Taz wants to get back in the ring.
When? Since who?
I've seen it on a couple of the sites. Taz has been talking about it here and there. A couple of interviews, he said, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, the last time Taz was in the ring, it was a complete joke squash against the King.
Yeah, well...
Okay, and that's all it was. It was that joke match because him and the King had that huge feud back when they were doing the first ever, and it was a real honest-to-God, ECW versus WWF brawl, where, you know, you really had, like, two federations not merging, but actually fighting each other.
Fighting for
legitimately.
Breath.
And the King and Taz went back and forth in that feud for a couple months, and it was a good, legitimate feud. And all this was just kind of a... Hey, remember the past? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, screw job end.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you could put the belt on Dreamer, have Taz come back, even for just a short feud with Dreamer. I mean, who would not want to see Taz throw the Taz mission on someone again?
You know what? I have seen it, and to be honest, Taz never thrilled me as a wrestler to begin with. He was this just isn't there. There's no chemistry with that guy. I don't, you know, especially now that he's been an announcer, how can I believe someone is that angry when they literally are just enjoying a desk job?
Let me just throw this out there. And as someone who watches ECW every week and listens to this, Taz right now is very high on the new guys. Mm-hmm. You know, he's talking about how they have a lot. So if Dreamer were to beat Snitsky, a.k.a. one of the new guys, Taz being someone who is kind of, you know, for them in their camp, I think it would set it up as a really good feud, especially as someone who wants to go in and who thinks the new guys can do it and wants to teach them.
Okay.
Almost like Triple H or Ric Flair with Evolution.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you on that, because if you take an old wrestler and put it against an old wrestler, all you're going to see are old wrestlers. You're not really validating the new bloods that are in that ring. What you're doing is saying you're not good enough to carry this and make this this feud happen yourself. So we're going to bring in someone else to carry this feud for you. It's going to completely devalue, you know, that role that these newer wrestlers are supposed to be taking.
Not at all. And then it puts it in a position where they're feeling like, okay, Taz is here to show us, now he's holding us back, and then they can turn on him, and one of them, then it starts a bunch of infighting between them
then,
for the belt.
Then
and
that's,
but
what
that's
we're
like
looking
eight,
at,
9 months down
what
the road.
We're looking at again is another Raven's flock, Raven's nest, Raven's something or another, where every single time he puts together a stable, this happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens every time you put together a stable.
Poor Decaf's
just sitting there. So I think there's a lot of potential in ECW, but I think you are right, the fact they are trying to kill it.
They're killing it. I mean, there's no trying. They are killing it. First off, they're not letting you know, Paul Lee do anything.
He's being paid to sit at home.
He's being paid to sit at home.
So he doesn't go to TNA. That's the only reason they're still paying him.
Yeah, and you know what? Just get him out. You know, get him over to TNA. Get him somewhere of a, you know, get rid of fucking the guy I hate, Russo.
Russo.
Get rid of Vince Russo, because he can't write for shit. He can't script matches. He can't write matches. He can't even his gimmicks and storylines are so single dimensional that, you know, there's a term when you could tell a one dimensional gimmick. It's Russo-rific.
Yeah,
because it's gonna suck so bad that only he can like it. Anywho,
Decaf, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
You had something you wanted to talk about. Okay, that's old school. Well, not old school, but that's nice.
That's the WWF version.
Yep. All right, Decaf, you got a little pen and paper over there. You've been making notes about something. What is it you want to talk about?
You guys don't have no futuristic scientific music, something.
Futuristic scientific. I bet I can find some.
Something
futuristic scientific.
Something kind of spooky and eerie.
Wait, spooky? Now, wait a minute. Do you want futuristic scientific or spooky and eerie?
Kind of both.
I got something possibly.
Futuristic scientific, spooky and eerie.
Wow, that's
Nope, that ain't it.
Oh, come on! No, go ahead. That's a great one. You want scientific? Doesn't get much better than this.
Technically, it doesn't.
Especially in this studio, huh? Hello. Welcome to Predictions of the Month. I'm your host, Decaf.
Thought it was Big Daddy Decaf.
Big Daddy.
Just let him do his bit.
Decaf. Today, I'm going to ask Murphy.
Uh-oh.
And Tritcher.
Uh-oh.
10 predictions.
Sorry.
For the month of March.
It's not much of a future. It's like 30 days.
Because
I predict my milk will go bad in 7 days.
Because I predict I will be doing this bit the first Friday of every month in the future.
So you want predictions from each of us as to what we see in the next month?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will ask you 10 questions.
10?
You will give a yes or a no answer.
Okay.
And the person who gets the most right by the end of the month
all right.
wins nothing.
Okay.
Hey, all right, woo!
We got our own jack shit prize.
I haven't heard that one in ages.
Woo-hoo.
What do you win? Absolutely
nothing.
All right, so ask away.
So the first question, will a well-known celebrity die by the end of this month?
Yes.
I'm gonna say no. Absolutely not. I don't think CNN can pry their fucking dirty media hands off of Anna Nicole's rotting breasts to report on another for a fucking celebrity dying.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
No, dude, I think there's definitely gonna be another celebrity death. fact, there was one today. But
so
that's just
you
me.
Say no.
Who was it today?
One of the original Brooklyn Dodgers died today. For me, that's a celebrity.
Well known.
Yeah, well known. You know, we
will determine that.
Is this by popular vote? Anywho, yes. Keep going.
The second question.
Suck it! Question!
Suck it?
Will Trench finally sell his house before the end of the month?
No.
Nope.
I don't think I'm going to be able to sell his fucking house. And it's a great house. That's the problem. Fucking every other house is a great house, too.
Question number three. Will Al Gore put his name in for the presidency by the end of the month? thank you.
No.
Okay. No, I think Al Gore is going to become a celebrity who's going to die within a month. No, Al Gore is what the? Is this like an 80s montage song?
It's actually from Transformers the movie.
That's 80s enough for me, kids. No, Al Gore is going to become more of a celebrity, but not going to run for president.
Number four, will James L., who has been out of touch with baseball for 5 years, draft a retired player in his fantasy draft on the 17th?
He drafts the demon.
Well, lucky for Big Daddy Decaf, I get to control the player universe, so I don't think you'll draft anyone who's retired.
But you'll draft a steroid user, that's guaranteed. Oh, yeah. I think everybody's on roids. I think our studio troll's on roids.
So is it yes or a no?
I'm going to say no. I don't think Big Daddy Decaf could be that stupid. I mean, unless you click on Andre Dawson somehow.
I'll take Jose Canseco.
Well, we got the roids. What?
He's retired?
I know.
This goes from spooky to pop.
Question number five. Will Jake Plummer retire or play for the Tampa Bay Fuckaqueers?
Oh, he'll retire. Yeah, Plummer will retire.
No. No, we're talking football. I'm going to say no. No, no, no. His dumb ass is going to – so no, excuse me. His smart ass is going to get hired on and given a lot of money by some dumb ass because they feel that their offense is a better offense than what the Broncos had last year.
So no for you?
I'm going to say no. He's not going to retire.
He'll retire.
I don't think he's going to Tampa Bay.
He won't play anywhere. He'll retire.
Does the Arena Football League count?
No.
Damn.
Number six. Will a calendar girl from Lucky Betty's be in the studio before the end of the month?
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, I'm going to go with a big yes on that one.
I hope he doesn't lose this, because if this bit dies because he forgets the paper,
I know.
I'm going to be pissed.
I've already thought about that.
Look, I'm keeping the paper, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Question number seven.
Will Decaf forget shit again?
Will an NCAA number 15 seed upset a number 2 seed?
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Oh, wait. Who's are we going based upon March Madness or the RPIs?
March Madness.
Okay. Yes, it's going to happen. It's going to be wonderful, but it's not going to be the Rebels. If the Rebels can make it into the Sweet 16, that's a victory for me.
So a yes?
I think they will. I think a 15 seed will have a lucky game.
Murphy?
Nope. Won't happen. Duke sucks.
Question number eight.
Well, I won't go with
Will another NFL player die before the end of this month?
From the Denver Broncos?
Yes.
From
the Denver Broncos.
From specifically the Broncos? I would say no. It's going to be March is going to be death-free for the NFL.
How's Jake Plummer doing?
Would that be a yes or a no?
I'm going to say no. I'm God, unless they learn to fly Corey Little style, but...
Ouch. That's going to hurt Yankees fans everywhere.
Question number nine.
Wow.
Will Wild Hogs make $75 million
Who?
In the theater?
Who?
Wait, Wild Hogs. Is that worldwide or domestic?
Oh, stump the man.
Domestic.
Domestic? Hell no.
No, no.
Worldwide? Yes, because it'll be the most popular thing in Tokyo.
Yeah, because everybody likes, what's his name? The one guy that played.
Martin?
No, who's, okay. There's Martin Lawrence, there's.
William H. Macy.
That's the guy.
Oh. William H.
Yeah, everybody wants to see William H. Macy in leather.
Now I'm all hot and bothered.
See?
I see myself masturbating to him in the future.
In the future? Shit.
And number 10, will no number one seeds make it to the Final Four? They have been choking a lot lately.
You know, they have been.
I say yes.
Wait. That's kind of yes, no one's going to make it, or...
Yeah, none of
yes,
them will make it.
Yes, one will make it. Okay, no. You say no one will make it.
No one will make it.
I'm going to have to agree because of just, like I said, that kind of goes hand in hand with the 15 versus the 2. You got these higher seeded players, teams, choking, in their own ACCs and fuck UNLV. I mean, God, 24-6. Who saw that one coming?
I know.
But they almost fucking lost to New Mexico.
And they lost to
San
Diego.
Hey, the Lobos
State.
Are a very...
But San Diego State.
Well, who are... Okay, but let's talk local Vegas because that's really all I know. Or local Mountain West Conference. Who do they go up against next week in the
no idea.
Conference? I think they go up against San Diego State. So they could be out right now, but as long as they have a high RPI, they may be back in. So, anyway.
We can only hope for the Rebels they need.
You know what? It's nice, you know, and it's nice to see something coming out of this town sports-wise. It's a victory. You know, then the NBA... No. NFL, no. The Arena League football had to go to the Orleans Arena because they couldn't sell enough seats for the Thomas and Mack. So they cut their arena size in half just so they can look like they're important enough to be busy.
Yep. So those are the predictions.
So those are the predictions of the month. And I see myself handing this to Trencher before I fucking lose it.
Okay, now. Oh.
There we go. A little bit late.
You know, it's a good song, though.
I know.
I wanted to play something to see if I can make Trench cry.
Hold on. I got to make sure this is techno-y, futuristic enough. Is this so far so good?
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
All right.
There we go. That's good.
It gets better. Now let me scrub forward.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. It's kind of spooky, too. Yeah, I like that.
Those of you don't know, this is usually stuff that goes on behind the scenes, but now we pick the music live on the air. All right, let me see if I can make Trench cry.
You got? Why do you want to make me cry?
I just want to see if I can. Is my lineup?
Your line's right. Up.
And Decaf, I might make Decaf cry too, but let me see if I can make Trench cry.
Celine Dion? I mean.
No. Don't look.
I feel a power ballad coming on. Sam Fear and his pen flute.
Why did she leave me?
No. You don't recognize it? Tonight on Spank, we can name that tune.
Is it from Final Fantasy VII?
No.
Is it from a video game?
No. It's from a movie.
Old Yeller.
No. It's the death of Optimus Prime.
That's gonna make me cry.
Dude, that always makes me cry. The death of Optimus Prime is a very sad scene when they pull the Matrix of Power out of his chest. Dude, it just, and the whole body turns gray. Oh, it just kills me. Here they are. This is where they open up his chest, take the Matrix of Power out. Like, there are two scenes in movies that guarantee make me cry. There's this. Throwing myself under the bus with the second one.
You threw yourself under the bus with the first one.
Oh, come on. The death of Optimus Prime affected all of us profoundly. Anyone straight it did. Here's the... This is right here. Ugh.
This is when Duke got stabbed by some Pinto in G.I. Joe the movie.
Ha ha ha! This is when Lionel had a hairball in Thundercats.
But that and then Spider-Man 2, where on the subway train, where he almost passes out after stopping the train, and they pull him inside, and they're basically lifting his body and bringing it inside.
Okay, I fucking teared up for that
See?
Part.
See?
I didn't.
Oh. I teared up.
And then where everyone tried to get in front of him. And
not
and,
just the first time. The
oh,
time
every
the time,
time.
I see it.
Dude,
yes.
every time it
I
kills
admit it,
me.
I admit it, I teared up. Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, my wife calls another one. Yeah, almost any part of Iron Giant. Yeah, that one makes me well up a little bit, too.
Oddly enough, I had a hard time with The Pursuit of Happiness, that Will Smith film.
Yeah?
I had a couple hard moments in there because watching that film because, you know, some of those things that he had to go through, I was really close to doing myself.
It's a pretty rough one, yeah.
You know, with being, you know, almost being homeless at one point in my life, it's like... Whew.
Feel that.
You know, when he had to sleep in the train station
yeah,
and,
that
he,
was terrible.
And play that was a cave with his son, that just killed me. Yeah. You know, because I'm thinking about, oh my God, what would I do if that happened to me with my son?
Yeah. That's
how would I couldn't do it. Yeah. I would be in trouble and so would he. But that guy, wow, that's a
sad one. And so how successful he is today.
All right, so now I gotta ask Decaf, what makes you cry other than of course the Spider-Man movie? What movies have made you cry?
What movies have
like
made
lately,
me cry?
Lately, like the last couple years.
The Green Mile.
Oh, The Green Mile was just it killed me. I mean, I wasn't boo-hooing, but it was like
That one. God, which one was it? That was a sad to admit. fucking Love Actually.
What?
I watched Love Actually and I fucking tear up. Don't ask me.
Seriously?
Yes, every time. Shit. And I got through half the fucking movie and I was crying like a little fucking bitch at a group. I wish I was British. You know? Let's see. What else has made me cry? You know, I cried. I think the worst one of any movie I teared up, because I tear up a lot of movies and stuff. I think the worst one, and I asked myself why. And I only seen the movie once. I probably never watched it again. My Best Friend's Wedding. He didn't go with Julia. He didn't go with Julia Roberts, so I teared up. I can't fucking defend it. I can't.
I can't watch those.
You know
movies.
What? You know what? The movie that just, made a movie that just. I mean, I was. I bawled. I couldn't help but bawling. I mean, I just cried like a baby.
Here we are. Oh, Highlander.
Not really.
Really? Dude, I love Highlander.
Oh, I love Highlander.
Awesome. No, it didn't make me cry, but I could definitely see that.
So no, actually, you know what? The problem I've had is, like, while I'm not, like, an emotional basket case, like, since my dad has died, like, things that are, like...
The father and son stuff?
The father and son stuff kills me since my dad's passed away. But what really killed me, it wasn't a movie or a TV show. It was a fucking radio commercial. Mm-hmm. And, no, because you hear this kid going, Dad, can we go do this? Dad, can we go do that? Dad, where are you?
I'm playing Warcraft.
And I'm like, ah! Because I'm sitting there going, you know, I can't do that. I can't go.
It
strikes into me because I know in the back of my head, I can't call up my dad and say, hey, you know, I'm having this little problem with Kenneth, and I'm just wondering how you handled this. Because I don't have that. I can't ask my father-in-law, how'd you do this with your kids? No, I can't. You just don't do that. I could ask my friends, but, you know, they're going to be like, you know, half
we're a
time.
Bunch of assholes too.
Yeah, you're a bunch of assholes, you know. So I don't have my dad to call for help anymore. That, and every time I hear that, Dad, let's go fishing. Dad, let's go to the park. And I'm thinking all these things I've done with my dad and I can't do anymore. That kills me.
You know, it's not so much crying. I have really inappropriate reactions to movies. Have any of you guys seen About Schmidt?
No.
The Jack Nicholson movie?
Yeah, I know. That's the one where What's-Her-Face gets all naked
Kathy
and everybody freaks
yeah.
the fuck out.
Well, Decaf has seen it, so he knows. There's a scene in the beginning, and I'm in a movie theater, and it was a Saturday afternoon, and I went and saw this movie on recommendation from somebody else. I went with a couple of friends, and there's the scene in the beginning where he comes home, and he's walking up to the front door, and you hear the vacuum cleaner, but you don't hear the... You just hear... Where it's just on and sitting in place. I just started giggling to myself because I knew what it was. And when he walks in the front door, the vacuum cleaner's there, and his wife is face down on the carpet dead. I just started laughing, dude. I just started laughing hysterically. And I'm surrounded by fucking moms and their daughters and old people. And I'm just like laughing my ass off.
I laughed too.
Oh,
this shit was funny.
The best one of those, though, is Ken.
By the way, real quick, Jelly points out, Murphy, you sniffed at Love Actually, too.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Oh, you're calling Jelly
yeah,
a liar?
Yeah, I'm calling her a liar. She doesn't. Nope. All right. So about 10 years ago, God, it must have been. We all went and saw Last Action Hero, and it was me and Ken and Chief and a bunch of other
guys. Jesus, that makes my wallet cry.
Yeah. Well, there's a scene where he's, you know, when they're in the real world and they're going head on at each other, and the cab and the car just smash into each other head first.
Yep.
And there's like that empty, quiet scene. Ken just started laughing and laughing. And it was a packed movie theater, too. It was like a Saturday night show, and he's just dying laughing, and no one else around him is saying anything. It was fucking great.
That's great.
This is the same guy, by the way, who made me sit through two shows in a row of Starship Troopers, and neither one of us wanted to leave. Yeah, we both love that movie.
Part two? Two?
I've seen two, and ugh. Ugh, they're doing a third one,
though. You know there's a sequel? Speaking of bad sequels, there is a Walking Tall 2.
Is there really?
Guess who stars in it, of all people?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No. Oh! No, you ready for this?
I know those wrestlers.
You ready for this? Kevin Sorbo.
Shut the fuck up.
Hercules. Oh, my God.
So what songs? What music? I mean, we know Murphy's music, like, because it has a relation, but like songs like, I don't know, this one? Like, I get kind of like mopey when I listen to this one because it's like, oh, well, yeah. You know, it's Moby's We Are All Made of Stars. It just points out how really insignificant we all are.
That's a really good one, too. I've heard this before. I have one. It's a newer one. But one that I really like it. And it's one that I can definitely see myself listening to over and over and over again. Can I play it, or are you going to keep playing this?
I was going to kind of...
Oh, sorry.
Just kind of get the...
Get to the hook. That is a good one.
And it points out how singular we really all are.
Singular. Singular is now the new AT&T, my friend. Hey there, hi there, this is Ecaf.
No, this is the Chris Cornell single from the new Casino Royale. This is the theme song. And this,
how was that movie anyway? How
fucking
was
awesome.
So Daniel Craig did do a good job.
I thought he did a great job. And I'm
to see it.
I'm a big James Bond fan, but mainly like drinking down a little bit here. Mainly like the Sean Connery years.
Yeah.
And this really went back to that. Yeah, he had a couple of gadgets, but it was all about the guy. And I found it really funny that in Monaco, in, you know, rather than playing Baccarat being the big game, it's Texas Hold'em. I was like, I don't know about that.
Really, because it's always been about Baccarat.
Or even, you know, some of the more European games.
Well, but Texas Hold'em is the new.
It's the new thing. Game. I'm going to rewind this a little bit just to get to the hook. It's really good.
Texas Hold'em, Xbox Live. Awesome. I like it.
I'd rather play Texas Hold'em Live. And Trench, unfortunately, has been the victim of me playing poker a couple of times now. I'm kind of, what's the word for it? Vicious when it comes to poker?
He doesn't shut the fuck up either.
That's right. Who walked away with all the money last time? That's right. But yeah, if you go and get the new Casino Royale on DVD. It is... And the beginning intro, the first.
And you know what? I'm really upset because there's one song I thought I had it here, but I guess I don't. That every time I listen to it, it reminds me of all my friends back home. It's like one of those songs that I just had this weird connection to. But you know, I got to know. I mean, and you might laugh at me. I mean, you will laugh at me. But here's one song that always, you know, just kind of sits with me, and I just every time I hear it, I'm like, you know, another one of those songs. I don't cry, don't well it, but I'm just like, okay. Huh?
Okay. Yeah. So what will make you feel so bad before you play the song? I used to tear up and cry all the time to Total Eclipse of the Heart. So go ahead and play your song.
Yes. I feel better now.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about this song.
Reminds me of all my idiot friends.
Yeah. You know, but this song isn't it. There's the techno song I listen to that does, and I'll have to bring it in next week. All I can say is that my life is pretty. I can relate to that line. Yeah. My life is pretty plain.
And all I can do is just blow some tea for two and speak my
You're not plain. You're a bundle of joy, my friend.
You know, I do have one that can very accurately describe all of your new friends. Oh,
I got a few as well.
Hey, he has a black one now. It doesn't describe me.
I don't know. I've seen you outside of the studio.
Fuckface.
Oh, no.
Yep. Tell me this doesn't describe our group.
It's close. Okay.
All right.
Okay, here's one that's a little more accurate.
L.A. U.S. Interstate 15. Just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Purdue. Then onto the Hollywood freeway straight into frantic oblivion. Safety. Obscurity. Just another freak in the freak kingdom. We'd gone in search of the American dream. It had been a lame fuck around, a waste of time. There was no point in looking back. Fuck no, not today, thank you kindly. My heart was filled with joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger. A man on the move, and just sick enough to be totally confident.
But it has to be the Dead Kennedys version.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anything else? Not quite. Because, you know, I mean, yeah, it's an Elvis song, but the Dead Kennedys, in my opinion, own the song now.
There is one more that when I think of our group of friends that really, I think, works really well, especially when we all get together.
Okay. Picking on me.
Me.
Bill Cosby.
We are a fairly ruthless group. No one is safe. Everybody gets targeted, and we're all like snipers in the background, man, just taking shots.
The morn that I was born, my old man beat up the doctor. He clocked the doctor, cause the doctor said I look like Chewbacca. The doctor said, sir, you're misled, sir, which in verse you mistook me. I did not mean your lovely wife was shacking up with a Wookiee.
Well, I got one.
All right.
This is a little more just. This is just a little more directed. No. I better not do that. We retired that.
We retired.
Actually, you know, there's always one that I always liked, and this is like back home. And you know, not this isn't the song that I always think of when I hear it. I always think of my friends back home, but it kind of was. The lifestyle that, you know, you lived when you're in the Midwest and you're in school and you have to do school all week and then you get the weekend. Heads get bowed. We woke up the studio troll.
Brought back bad memories of being on the school bus, getting the fucking back of my fucking ears plucked out.
Oh man, Debbie Deb, look out, weekend. Oh,
you know I have one here that, knowing Decaf for the short period of time that I have, that accurately describes him.
All right.
It's 88 lines.
88 lines about.
Yep.
I love this song. This deserves a full play.
Was a Catholic girl. She
Yeah, we all know Decaf has a thing for the ladies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I've been Murphy.
Big heavy Decaf. We got to thank everybody who's been playing us live. Big thank you to... Let me take you down a little bit. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio. Big thank you to everybody who's been hanging out with us in the chat room.
All four of you.
All four of you. If we're not live...
Yeah, you'll get us in the archive.
Check us out, podcast.lvrocks.com. Stay tuned for whatever's coming up after us. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you next week.
All righty, bring it back up. Sherry was a feminist. She really had that gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this. Take whatever